We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Remember, you can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
Now, more of Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Noon straight up here from the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. Gresh and Fourier here with you at Fenway Park. Pre-game for Red Sox and the Guardians comes your way at 12:35. Dress warm today and play the under as it looks like it's only going to get to 50 degrees. I did not slide in a betting thing in there to tee up Danny Green to talk about, you know, what went on in the NBA this week. But joining us now on the Harbor One hotline to talk some NBA playoffs, play-in, and, of course, getting ready to play in the first round. It's a guy who knows a little bit about winning in the NBA, longtime NBA veteran and Odyssey NBA insider. Danny Green is here with Gresh and Fourier. Danny, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, man. I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We are good, and we're just sitting here waiting to see which team is going to get slayed by the Celtics, either the Heat or the Bulls. But, Danny, let's just start with this. Can the Miami Heat be taken seriously if Jimmy Butler is going to be down a month? I mean, is he not pretty much the heart, the soul, the guts of their basketball team? And should we just kind of cross Miami off the list right now?
I mean, any playoff team you should never cross off the list or sleep on. You take them very serious during the playoffs, especially when you got Spo. But Miami is not the same team without Jimmy. I don't see them being able to succeed or make a run. But yes, they are a team. Because they are in the playoffs, you need to take seriously with, you know, Coach Spo.
So if you're the Celtics, which one do you prefer and why? Which team, the Bulls or the Heat?
I don't think either one makes big of a difference. It depends on, I guess, the road. What team would prepare you more for the next round? Maybe Miami. You would hope that Terry Rozier is healthy. They play Duncan Robinson. Those guys... could get like catch heat and prepare you. Spo, be a nice little coaching battle. But either one of them, so you can't go wrong. I feel like they're very similar.
You know what, Dan? The reason, like, I look at this Celtics team and I go, man, if I'm them, I want a piece of the Heat. Like, I would prefer the Heat to kind of just, I don't know, because that's been like the only rival they've had really in a while in the whole Heat culture thing.
I think
that would be the one I would want just to kind of get that one out of the way.
Yeah, I would want that too, but I would want them healthy. So yeah, I would want our, like, if I was a part of that group, I would want my revenge. But I said you'd want to play them healthy. So I said they're not healthy, so it can go either way.
Is the revenge piece a big factor in the NBA on teams that you played on?
100%, especially for playoffs. If your team knocks you out the playoffs, you're gonna forever remember that, and you want to be able to match up with them again. And see that same group again and be able to beat them again, like beat them the next time around.
And for me, like, so in the NFL, right, you know, the season starts and there's one level of intensity, and then the closer you get to the end, it keeps going up. But then when you get to the playoffs and then the championship round and the Super Bowl, the intensity is just, it's so different. What's it like going from regular season basketball player right into the playoffs? Is it a drastic amount of intensity that you notice? And is anything that you learned and did during the regular season relevant in the postseason?
Some, but yes, it's very much like football. It's a way different atmosphere. It's way more intense. I guess some of the things that you learn during the regular season for that, it's hard to prepare you for it if it's your first time being in the playoffs. But I guess just knowing your personnel and knowing any given night, how every possession matters. So, yes, I expect the intensity to be high. And it's hard to describe it to a first time. You know, newcomer for about the playoffs. So there's nothing about the regular season that can kind of prepare you for it. But, you know, yeah, it's every possession matters type of game.
And do you see a difference with the refs calling the playoff games as opposed to the regular season? Do you see those guys swallowing their whistle a little bit more?
Yeah. It's a little more physical. The game slows down. It's more intense. It's hard to prep somebody for it. It's hard to describe it. And also go game to game. It may be different. So some games they may call it tight. Some games they may call it, you know, let you play some. But usually early on, it's just the first two games, they do let it get more physical.
Danny, I know that in one of your championship years, you guys beat the Golden State Warriors. I feel like relative to the Eastern Conference, the Celtics are in a Golden State Warriors situation where they should get out of the East. They are the prohibitive favorites. What does the messaging then have to be to this team? If you were a veteran on the Celtics, what would you be telling some of these grizzled young vets about finishing the mission and actually hoisting a championship trophy?
I mean, it takes just as much mental fortitude as it does physical. You know, the mental, emotional side of it, you got to be locked in. And, I mean, I think they know that. There's not much that I could tell. So they have a group that's been there before, and they know that they were this close, you know, to getting it done. The only advice that I would give them is, you know, it's a mental roller coaster, emotional roller coaster. And the more you avoid social media, the more you stay locked in with your group, the better chance you have. You know, get ready to get your mind right and mentally be locked in for a couple of months of doing this over and over and trying to beat teams four times in each series. It's not an easy thing to do.
Multiple-time NBA champion Danny Green is with Gresh and Fourier, Odyssey NBA Insider. Danny is brought to us by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Danny, as I look at the playoff numbers for you, it ended up being 174 playoff games for you. One of the things we've talked about in Boston is how we've got grizzled young vets. And we heard a little bit of audio earlier of Jaylen Brown talking about, you know, basically don't take the cheese. It's a long grind. You know, we've been there. We haven't made it, all that kind of stuff. Around what point in your NBA career did the playoffs start to kind of crystallize for you a little bit in terms of what you just said, how difficult it is, how mentally engaged you need to be? How many years did it take for you to quote unquote get it in terms of winning in the playoffs?
All it took was one finals run, and that was the year that we lost. But going that far, that deep into the playoffs, playing for that long, it just lets you know, like, it's a lot on the mind and emotions, and not just the body, but yes. So that first finals run, it let me know everything I needed to know. And then we did it again this next year, and it was like we had shorter summers, long seasons, and a lot of mental fatigue. So after the first finals run, I knew what it took. Second finals run, I was like, man, this is a lot. So, you know, you got to be just as much locked in and tough mentally as you are physically to be able to get it done.
So I were talking to Danny Green, Odyssey, our NBA Odyssey insider, and I'm curious your thoughts on the whole Jontae Porter banned for life because of gambling. In all your years playing basketball and now covering it, did you ever think that there would be a guy who played in the NBA that would be banned for life because of gambling?
It's expected. I wasn't shocked by it. Something always happens. Somebody's got to be the example, right? But you would think, especially, and maybe he's too young to have seen it. Most kids have seen all the movies where they tell you how bad it is or try to deter you from it, you know, Blue Chips, those type of movies. And then we have the meetings every year. And, you know, some guys may do some type of gambling outside of the sport, but the way he was doing it, to the extent he was doing it, it made sense and was expected, and rightfully so. You can't be betting on your team to lose, betting unders on yourself. It just, a lot of it didn't make sense, and he was heavily involved in it. It was expected. It sucks to see a kid, you know, young man have his career thrown away because of it. But, you know, somebody's always got the example. You knew what happened to at least one person.
Danny, in your opinion, because you mentioned sort of the way the NBA handles it and talks to you guys, is there plenty of communication, education, understanding what the consequences are? Is there any fault at the NBA level in terms of educating where they maybe could have helped a guy like Jontay Porter? Or is the NBA doing a good job of smartening y'all up?
No, they do. They tell you everything you need to know. There is no miscommunication of what or how dangerous or how serious this is. They emphasize in every meeting that we have about it in preseason. Every season, we have the same meetings about referees, about concussions, about gambling, and there's some other ones. But they take this very serious, and they do their job, and they tell you not to gamble. I don't think that was miscommunicated to anybody. So you knew the risks. Everybody knows the risks when they do it. So you just got to reap the consequences.
One other thing for Danny Green, Odyssey NBA insider here with Gresh and Fourier. Last year, obviously, you can understand, Danny, there was a lot of talk about Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla. He got thrown into the spot, did as good a job as he could. This year prepared very differently, right? How important is the head coach come playoff time?
Very important. Is everybody knows everybody's plays. And a lot of times it comes down to chess match, especially when you match up with a great team where it said it's going to go 6-7 games. Those games are usually won by adjustments. What adjustments is your coach going to make? What lineups is he going to go with? So it's a huge deal. It's a very, very important deal that your head coach knows what he's doing, is prepared for it, and is able to get you guys ready, not only for the game, but late game execution. So it's a big deal. It's very important.
Out of the mouth of a guy coached by some pretty good ones over the course of his career. Danny Green, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. We'll catch you down the road.
All right, there he is.
There we go.
No milkshake questions.
Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. Interesting on the whole Joe Mazzulla part of it, because that's the – if we end up keep talking to Danny through all of this, it's one of the things that I want to pick his brain on. What's he seeing from Mazzulla? You know, this is a guy who got coached by Greg Popovich. And I think there are a lot of people who look at Pop the same way a lot of people look at Belichick. Details aren't going to slip through the cracks type thing. So does somebody who was coached that way sort of potentially see that in watching these games? Now, then again, Celtics might blow doors and be up 30 in the fourth quarter and it's all for naught.
Yeah, no, and especially the way I think most people gave Mazzulla kind of like a mulligan for last year. Not having his full staff, not having the guys that he wanted, and now he does. Now he gets a full season, off season, everything. He has the guy. He is obviously in control. And the thing I guess that stands out to me the most is that there's really never any pushback. You don't really hear any like nobody's ever disgruntled. Nobody's ever like questioning what he's saying. You never hear any sources say that Mazzulla rubbing people the wrong way.
Well, that didn't really happen with Stevens, I don't think either. I mean, I think with Brad Stevens, it was more.
Well, it was towards the end of Stevens' run. Mm-hmm. There's a famous soundbite, and don't even worry about it, Nick. That we used to play all the time. It was like you heard him in the background. We gotta play together. You gotta they are tuning him out. It was less about them being irritated with him or not liking him. It was they weren't listening to him. We got to play together.
Do you think if Danny Ainge is here, they would have made a coaching change?
Good question.
Because I don't think it was at that point.
I think my personal belief is that, by that time, I think Brad Stevens was open to doing something different.
Brad managed the hard stuff. Meaning he dealt with Kyrie and all that crap. He dealt with
what does government mean to you?
The pandemic.
Me? Oh,
right?
That's right. Yeah.
So there was a lot there that I think kind of added some strain, and maybe we would have gotten to a point with the Jays where it was, hey, I don't hate you, but maybe someone different would be okay for us. Yeah, I wonder if. If freaking Ainge was still here, the roster wouldn't look like the way it does.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think he would have made those moves with Porzingis and Drew Holiday?
Danny was, to me, more interested in winning the deal than making the right deal. If you look at the trades that Brad Stevens has made, on the whole, they've been very fair. Now, if another team doesn't do whatever with a draft pick, that's on them. But I think when we've kind of looked at it, It's a, wow, we got the best player in the deal, but it's not like Brad Stevens didn't give up anything. And I think Danny Ainge really got off on the whole,
yeah, I beat you up.
Stole this guy, right?
Oh, hey, let me go to ESPN.com and find out who won the deal.
Right, exactly. Like, I think that whereas I think with Stevens, he's like, I don't, you know, he doesn't give away the store, don't get me wrong. He makes fair trades. But for me with Brad Stevens, I think it's more of the, I want this guy. If we get him on the roster, here's what's going to happen. Oh, I got to give up a first-round pick to be able to do so? Okay, fine. Whereas with Ainge, even now, you know, look at Utah.
Yeah.
He's still trying to win deals. You know, the whole Rudy Gobert thing. They get rid of Rudy Gobert for a bunch of picks and all that kind of stuff. And it was like, ooh, Danny won the deal. Yay. Yeah, I mean, it started right up out there in Utah. Do want to mention, we are in the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios here at lovely Fenway Park, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Now, during Truck Month, get a great deal on Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 47 years straight, and the official truck of the Boston Red Sox. We've got pregame right around the corner for the final game of this series between the Red Sox and the Guardians. We'll also get you an Are You Done on the way out as well. But one more time today, here's Chicken Nick ready to trend.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Heading down the home stretch here of Gresh and Fourier at Fenway Park at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. Arcan comes your way with a pregame at 12:35. Red Sox Guardians final game of the series. I do believe Brad Foe will be a part of the pregame show today as well. So you'll get a little Brad Foe with Arcan as a part of Red Sox pregame. We will get to Are You Done? You all right over there?
Fine.
You're not used to turning your own mic on and off, are you?
No, I do it all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Listen to Nick.
It's Nick. I'm not blind.
What?
I was born at night, but not last night.
Oh, my God.
Night.
That line is not funny.
What?
You threw that line out yesterday.
Yeah. You've been using that one a lot lately.
I know.
Thank you, Nick. It's
well, because
not funny.
Christian thinks he's getting everything by everyone. Like,
that's
we're just
not
sitting
true.
Here like a bunch of slack-jawed yokels.
True. I was like, born at night, but not last night.
Those are
dad jokes.
Yeah.
Leave them for the home.
Well, if you didn't miss turning your mic on three times
no,
today,
your
Dad,
question,
I wouldn't have to.
Your question was,
I wouldn't have to
hear are you that. Okay over there? I said, I'm fine.
Yeah, sure.
I'm fine.
And then then you impugn Nick right away. What else is new? Hey, we are going to get to an abbreviated Are You Done here in mere moments, but we've touched on it for 2 days. How about the mass retirements that are hitting the broadcast world? Jack Edwards waited until the end of the year to announce his retirement. And look, whatever's going on with Jack, hopefully it is manageable. I think we can all hear that he's not the same. And I will give Jack Edwards a lot of credit. I thought the statement he issued was pretty magnanimous. I didn't think that guy had it in him of the whole, hey, I'm not the same, so I'm going to step away. There are lots of people in broadcasting who have to be sort of shoved out of those roles at near 70 years old versus people who are like, yeah, I'm not at my standard. It's probably time for me to go. That impressed me about Jack Edwards, I have to say.
Yeah, I mean,
throw it's great. The cat off the cliff.
It's just the I don't think I didn't hear any rumors about it. Nobody was talking about it.
He did a good job of keeping it kind of quiet. Yeah.
Yeah, and you did kind of know that there was something going on, and I don't know what's going on at all. Have no clue.
No.
But it did.
We only know what we hear.
Yeah, and it did remind me. I mentioned I did this game with this guy who does the play-by-play for the Knicks. and I did a Connecticut a UConn game with him.
That's
and
right.
I was like, man, he sounds the same way as this guy that I'd worked with. Sounds the exact same way. And just for the record, Brad Foe should have a freaking key. Can he get a key to come into this studio?
I figured he lived here and he was sleeping in the other room anyway.
I thought he
has
like a cot in the back where he's got a little fridge back there.
Yeah.
You know, baseball isn't boring guy. Our guy, Rob Bradford. There you go. What are we doing?
Don't mess up the coif, Brad Foe.
That hat's not big enough for me. The fro is massively growing right now.
It is. But to your, to the point, Christian, like we didn't hear anything. Oh, thank you, Brad Foe. We didn't hear anything about Jack Edwards hanging it up or something like that. Everybody knew Vern Lundquist was going to walk away. And to hear him at the Masters, I have to say, two of the years that I was doing some stuff with the American Athletic Conference, Vern Lundquist was a part of Media Day. Couldn't have been just cooler, nicest dude going. Came back the second year, remembered my name. We sat on set, BS'd for 15 minutes, you know, during all of the... What a normal guy. You would not think that Vern would be this old man, this very nice old man, would be the guy climbing the tower at 16 and be the voice of that hole with the Masters.
It is interesting. So if you were going to give like your and you know Mount Rushmore of sports play-by-play legends, you know, being from LA, you can't do much better than Chick Hearn and Vin Scully.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's hard. And you talk about Vern. Vern is another guy, but nationally,
Vern is more,
he's
of,
more
a
of a national guy.
Guy
and he's Oscars. He's doing the the Masters, and then you got Sterling out in New York.
Well, you know. John Sterling, and I'll tell you what, with Paw Pinstripe hanging it up at whatever age he is, 84, 86, whatever. Let's be real. John Sterling calls were a part of our lives here in New England.
The pitch to Stanton. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone out of the ballpark. A Stantonian home run. Now, what did I do wrong? What did I see wrong? He's at first base.
Yep. Whether it was those or whether it was when Tim Wakefield gives it up to Boone. You know, those calls are legendary. And for us, they stung on the other side, but you do remember them.
But I would say that was a replay of the home run.
but nationally, listen, Joe's great. Joe Konstig, he's great, obviously. But Sterling had more of a national appeal. And now maybe it's not even appeal, but more national recognition. And now, maybe it's just because it's the Yankees.
He's the voice attached to what was the dynasty.
Yeah. And maybe that's what it is more than anything. And because there is a little bit, you know, kooky, awkward, kind of silly personality to him with his one-liners that are more recognizable than most.
No doubt. All right, let's get to some Are You Done here. And I know that Billy is off today. So, we'll just bring in the old music, and we got about 2 minutes here before we've got to wrap it up. Arcam will pick up the pregame at 12:35 on the Shaws and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Network. So, Foyer, we turn to Chicken Nick. Are you done?
I'm not done. I don't know if you guys saw this yesterday. You probably did, but the whole Greg Doyle, Caitlin Clark thing.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Greg Doyle's at it again.
Oh, my God.
He's such an ass.
This is when trying to be silly and goofy and, you know, adorable goes horribly wrong.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine. So, question is.
Not great, Bob.
Okay, so for the record, okay, because you don't hear it, what they're talking about is the making the, which I'm sure Gresh uses a lot.
Oh, yeah.
The heart signal.
Yeah, yeah.
The symbol heart, with your hands, you put your two hands together.
She looks at her mom and does it.
You say her parents, and here comes Doyle, creepy guy. In the audience, right? Like, just as long as you do it to me, we'll be okay. Now, he did apologize later on. He sent out a tweet saying, oh, you know, I'm a big oaf. I screwed it up. It came off awkward and a little creepy and weird. I'm sorry. I'll do better.
He's an ass.
don't even remember.
And that guy, he's tied into Deflategate.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's the Doyle guy?
He can kick rocks.
Whatever.
He's a puss, too. That's the other thing. Like, so sad.
I thought he was going to, like, retire because he was so sick of just the way the business was. And nobody really missed him.
There's Bob Kravitz out there, and then there's Greg Doyle, and I think they're both loathed. So,
and Dokich is the other guy that's from that area that I can't stand.
Oh, Dan Dokich?
I can't stand
him. He's interesting. All right, that's it for us. Good job by Chicken Nick and Joe back at Command Central. Zeke did it on video today. So you got any issues, you can blame them. Foyer and I will be with you tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. We'll talk to Razor. We'll talk to Lou. We'll recap the Red Sox. And Arcan will get you ready for Red Sox baseball next.
Thank you for listening.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.